first want to start off with the first receiver taken in the 2015 NFL draft, Amari Cooper. Has he justified that position this year, and what do you see from him going in the future?
I'll say this. Amari Cooper is a young Nate Burleson. No, I'm joking. He is so when I looked at him, I thought right out the gate, this is the most versatile receiver in the draft by far. And then I listened to him talk. It's like, man, this guy is mature beyond measure. And then you combine those two things, and you get a guy that's destined for an immediate success in the NFL. When I came out, they said to me that you do a lot of things well. And that was kind of my label. And that helped me get drafted in the third round. That allowed me to play 11 years of football. When I looked at Amari, I was like, he doesn't do a lot of things well. He does a lot of things great. So how often do you find a guy that's fast, that can play outside, play inside, that's quick at the line of scrimmage, aggressive at the point of attack when the ball's in the air, can block, is humble, doesn't complain, just shuts up and goes to work? It's rare, which is why the Oakland Raiders were blessed with the opportunity to draft him and get him where they did. So, I could talk forever about Amari because I've watched him a ton. You know, he's a tremendous talent. And I remember talking to him. We did a video back during the season at the NFL Network, and I said, well, how do you stop yourself from getting caught up in all these immediate records you're breaking? You know, and he said, well, I haven't done anything yet. And I was like, yeah, I try to get a laugh out. I'm like, well, but still, you're balling. He said, but I haven't done anything. I was like, wow. You know, for a guy to think like that, you know that he has it understood. So it's good. I'm excited to see what he's going to do next year. I mean, this is just his rookie year. Imagine what's going to happen this offseason when he gets faster and stronger and learns the game a little bit more.
And, you know, great receivers come out of draft and they go to teams that have maybe struggling quarterbacks that aren't, you know, par, that, you know, can't lift their game.
It's not the case in Oakland.
Why is it important that, you know, he has a guy like Derek Carr, and how can they, you know, gel together?
You know, I played against his older brother David in college and in the NFL, and you know, he works at the network, so we talk quite a bit. And you know, I love the way that he approaches the game. Some young quarterbacks, second year quarterbacks, extremely passive in their movements, extremely passive in their approach, extremely passive in the way they game plan, extremely passive in their attack. Not him. You would think when watching him sometimes that he's 6-7 years in the league. I mean, the way he drops back, sits in the pocket with confidence, lets the ball go. You know, that's subtleties that most guys aren't equipped with, not to mention he has a great arm. He can make any throw in the book. I mean, he wasn't perfect. There's some throws I know he wants back. But even the throws that he was trying to make, like I said on the network, those are throws as a receiver I appreciate. So it's good that Amari Cooper is coupled with Derek Carr at such a young age. The thing I hope, because this league is so volatile and, you know, organizations get caught up in saving money, guys get caught up in making money, that duos are separated. And you think about Randy Moss and Dante Culpepper, 2004. I know Randy went to your Raiders, but, I mean, why would you separate one of the best duos of all time? I just hope that in this era of football and business that these guys can stay together for their career, because if they can, not only will they have success individually, but the organization they're with will be successful.
And then finally, Nate, you showed some infatuation for the Raiders, picking them for that wild card spot. What do you see as a young team with Carr, Cooper, also Murray, and then a resurgence of Crabtree? What do you see from this offense going forward?
I love it. I love it, man. There's always a foundation. And right now the foundation is a quarterback in the passing game. And they need to lean on that. You know, don't shy away from that. If it is, you know, indeed what they do well, then make sure they build on that this offseason. That should be their one crutch that they go in every game saying, we are one of the most prolific passing attacks in the game. You're going to have to stop us and adjust to what we're doing, not vice versa. So I love what they have. I love what they're equipped with. So I'm excited about their future.